Sabbath blessing and welcome to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that will be listening on the phone and also on the radio and later on the recording, Sabbath blessing everyone on this August 12, 2017. This is lesson 243, chapter 52, The Divine Shepherd. Our opening hymn is entitled, I Trust in God Wherever I Must Be. I trust in God wherever I may be, upon the land or on the rolling sea. For come what may, from day to day, my Heavenly Father watches over me. I trust in God, I know He cares for me. A mountain bleak on the stormy sea, through billows roll, He keeps my soul. My Heavenly Father watches over me. He makes the rose an object of His care. He guides the eagle through the pathless air, and surely He remembers me. My Heavenly Father watches over me. I trust in God, I know He cares for me. A mountain bleak on the stormy sea, through billows roll, He keeps my soul. My Heavenly Father watches over me. I trust in God, for in the lion's den, on battlefield, for in the prison pen, through praise or blame, through flood of flame, my Heavenly Father watches over me. I trust in God, I know He cares for me. A mountain please or on the stormy sea, through billows roll, He keeps my soul. My Heavenly Father watches over me. The valley may be dark, the shadows deep, but on the shepherd God is lonely sheep. And through the gloom, He leads me home. My Heavenly Father watches over me. I trust in God, I know He cares for me. A mountain peak on the stormy sea, through billows roll, He keeps my soul. My Heavenly Father watches over me. If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, or guests would like to have opening prayer, Babala.
If we could all kneel and bow our heads in our heart, our Father, we thank you for the Spirit of Heaven's blessed word. We thank you for the Spirit to work us with this morning, Father, and our blessed word. For yourself, for us, in all our careers and our past experience, for those of you that may be on your side of God in you. I pray that you may be with us from having the end of our blessed word. Let us be able to keep on showing mercy and compassion to one another. Let us be able to keep on sharing with others who is with who you are and what they must do to be rescued. I pray that you may be able to comfort with us. Let us know what is true and what is false and what is right from wrong. I pray that you may be able to give safe time, mercies of wherever places we need to be. Let us be able to keep on being strong, being faithful to you. Let us be able to let these people know that you are the one true God and there's no other. We love you, Lord God, looking forward to being the land you promised us. This is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Our opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of John, chapter 10, verses 14 through 15, from the King James Version, and it reads, I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and I am known of mine. As the Father know me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Question. This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddy, and also our guests, we will begin a new chapter of our lesson entitled The Divine Shepherd in our study book, Desire of Ages. Anyone of the dear family would like to take the following verses? Babala.
Isaiah chapter 40, verse 9. O Zion that bringest good tidings, get thee up into the high mountain. O Jerusalem that bringest good tidings, lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up, be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God.
Behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. Isaiah 40:10.
He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arms, and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are young.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Ezekiel 34:16. I will seek thee that which was lost, and bring again that which was driven away, and will blind up that which was broken, and will straighten that which was sick, but I will destroy the fat and the strong. I will feed them with judgment.
Ezekiel 34:23. And I will set up one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them. Even my servant David, he shall feed them, and he shall be their shepherd.
And I will make with them a covenant of peace, and will cause the evil beast to cease out of the land, and they shall dwell safely in the wilderness and sleep in the woods.
And they shall no more be a prey to the heathen, neither shall the beast of the land devour them, but they shall dwell safely in the
Amen. Praise the Lord. And we did hear you, Jeremiah. Today we will cover pages 476 to 477. Welcome to all the family that are coming in. We are in Desire of Ages, page 476. Babala.
Alright. Desire of Ages, page 476. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father. And I laid down my life for the sheep. Desire of Ages, page 176, paragraph 1.
Amen. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and our guests. Who is the good shepherd, and who are the sheep? And how does he give his life for the sheep? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, blah, blah, blah.
But the answer is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, is the good shepherd. In John 10:11, says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. For we are the sheep, and by dying on the cross for us, in 2 Peter 2:25 says, for ye were a sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your soul.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's learn our first beautiful song together, dear one. It's entitled Christ Our Life, and our dear brother Josh will be the one to share.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the waters of rest. He restoreth my soul. Though I walk through the valley, thou art with me. Thou preparest me a table before my enemies. Though I walk through the valley, I will not fear. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness. Thou anointest me with oil, my cup overflows. I'll dwell in thy house forevermore. Though I walk through the valley, thou art with me. Thou preparest me a table before my enemies. Though I walk through the valley, I will not fear. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Though I walk through the valley, thou art with me. Thou preparest me a table before my enemies. Though I walk through the valley, I will not fear. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. You're the shepherd of my soul. You're the shepherd of my soul. I will learn to hear your voice.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to all the dear family that are just joining us. We are in Desire of Ages, page 476. Bubble up.
Again, Jesus found access to the minds of his hearers by the pathway of their familiar associations. He had likened the Spirit's influence to the cool, refreshing water. He had represented himself as the light, the source of life and gladness to nature and to men. Now, in a beautiful pastoral picture, he represents his relation to those that believe on him. And continue in the next slide. No picture was more familiar to the hearers than this, and Christ's words linked it forever with himself. Never could the disciples look on the shepherd tending their flock without recalling the Savior's lesson. They would see Christ in each faithful shepherd. They would see themselves in each helpless and dependent flock. Desire of Ages, page 476, paragraph 2. And on the slide, it says, John chapter 10, verse 27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And it says, Jesus is our good shepherd. Amen.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls. How did Jesus again find access to the minds of his hearers by the pathway of their familiar associations? And what was no picture more familiar to his hearers that recalled the Savior's lesson? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
He had likened the Spirit influence to the cool, refreshing water. He had represented himself as the light, the source of the life of the gladness in nature and the man.
Of life and gladness.
To nature and to man. And never could the disciples look on this shepherd tending their flock. They would see Christ in each faithful shepherd. They would see themselves in each helpless, and dependent flock.
Psalm 8 is page 476. This figure, the prophet Isaiah had applied to the Messiah's mission in the comforting words, O Zion that bringeth good tidings, get thee up into the high mountain. O Jerusalem that bringeth good tidings, lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up. Be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arms and carry them into his bosoms. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 9 through 11. David has sung, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Psalms 23:1. At the top, it says, Isaiah 49, O Zion, that brings good tidings, get thee up into the high mountain. O Jerusalem, that brings good tidings, lift up thy voice with strength, lift it up, be not afraid, say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. Jesus the Messiah. On the bottom it says, Isaiah chapter 40 verse 10 through 11, King James Version, behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand and with his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him and his work before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom and shall gently lead those that are with the young. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Psalms 23 verse 1.
Desire of Ages, page 476. And the Holy Spirit through Ezekiel had declared, I will set up one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them. I will seek that which was lost, and bring again that which was driven away, and will bind up that which was broken, and will strengthen that which was sick, and I will make with them a covenant of peace, and they shall no more be a prey to the heathen, but they shall dwell safely, and none shall make them afraid. Ezekiel 34, 23, 16, 25, and 28. Desire of Ages, page 176, paragraph 3.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls. What figure did the prophet Isaiah apply in comforting words regarding the Messiah's mission? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble out.
Oh,
that.
Oh, Zion. That brings good tidings. Get thee up into the high mountains, O Jerusalem, that bringeth good
tidings.
Good tidings. Lift up thy voice with strength, lift it up. Be not afraid, say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God.
Amen. Good job, Sister Janelle. Question, boys and girls, what did the Holy Spirit through Ezekiel declare and what are the things that he will do? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble out.
I will set up one shepherd over them and he shall feed them. I will seek that which was lost and bring again that which was driven away and will bind up that which was broken and will strengthen that which was sick.
Sabbath blessing, everyone. Continuing to read it, Desire of Ages 477. Christ applied this prophecy to himself, and he showed the contrast between his own character and that of the leader in Israel. The Pharisee had just dragged one from the fold because he bear witness to the power of Christ. They had cut off a soul whom the true shepherd was drawing to himself. Next slide, please. Continuing the reading, Desire of Ages 477. In this, they had shown themselves ignorant of the work committed to them and the unworthy of their trust as a shepherd of the flock. Jesus now set before them the contrast between them and the good shepherd. He appointed to himself as a real keeper of the Lord's flock. Amen. Before doing this, however, he speaks of himself under another figure. Desire Ages 477, paragraph 1. Amen.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddy, and also our guests. To whom did Christ apply these prophecies? And what had the Pharisees shown themselves ignorant of? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, voila.
Character and that of the leaders in Israel and the work committed to them and unworthy of their trust as shepherds of the flock. Jesus now sets before them the contrast between them and the good shepherd.
Isaiah of Ages, page 477. He said, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is a shepherd of the sheep. The Pharisees did not discern that these words were spoken against them. Next slide, please. When they reasoned in their hearts as to the meaning, Jesus told them plainly, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. The slide at the top says, Jesus said, I am the door. The slide at the bottom says, I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. John chapter 10, verse 10.
Amen. Good job. Question, boys and girls. What words the Savior said that the Pharisees did not discern was spoken against them? And what did Jesus tell them plainly? If you know the answer to the question, they advance for the life.
The answer is, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep, and I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture.
Amen. So let's learn our last beautiful hymn together, dear ones. And this one is entitled, One Door and Only One. One door and only one, and yet his eyes are two. Inside and outside, and which side are you? One door and only one, and yet his eyes are two. I'm on the inside, and which side are you? One Lord and only one, and yet his ways are two. Right way and wrong way, and which way are you? One Lord and only one, and yet his ways are two. I'm on the right way, and which way are you? Dear ones, we have come to the ending of the first section of our Children's Sabbath School lesson. And this is the section where we ask all the precious little ones to come very close, because it's story time.
It's story time. And it's story time of the precious little ones. It tells me if I'm on or not. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose ye this day whom you will serve. Whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. You guys choose. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Joshua 24:15. Joshua was telling the children of Israel, you can decide, you're free moral agents, you decide who you want to serve, but my family, we're going to serve the Lord. We have been bought with the precious blood of Jesus. When Jesus died on Calvary, he paid for our sins with his
with his death. And as a lamb without blemish, Jesus had no sin on him. What a price is this? Unparalleled. No one ever did anything like that before. Infinite. Infinite means humans couldn't do it. Couldn't do something like that. But though Christ has bought us and invites us to come to him, still the world holds out its attractions to us and strives for the mastery. The TV, the radio, the movies, fashions, and foolish games try to draw us away from Jesus. Those are the attractions of the world. Shall love for God or love for the world triumph or win in the conflict? Satan and his evil angels are.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And thank you so much, dear Brother Dick. And that applies the same in these days. Our fathers' gods, in traditional custom, you choose this day which God will you serve. Will you choose the God of your tradition, of your parents, or the true God which died and shed his life for you? Next week, we will continue with part two of our lesson entitled The Divine Shepherd in our study book, Beside Ages. Any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to have closing prayer. Love and love.
Father God, thank you for everything you did to keep us safe. Thank you for waking us up this morning. And thank you for giving us the understanding of the study today. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Well, dear ones, next Saturday, by God's grace, that will be August 19, 2017, we will continue with our part two of chapter 52 entitled The Divine Shepherd. I would like to thank all the dear little ones, mommies and daddies, and even our guests for participating in the reading. And we have also created activity for the whole family to continue in the dialogue at home. And I hope that you will bless, and may you all have a blessed rest of this Sabbath.